The International Committee of the Red Cross yesterday released its annual report. The title is Drawn-Out Conflicts Require a Sustained and Flexible Humanitarian Response. The findings highlight the decades of suffering people have faced and continue to face in countries including Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, and Sudan. To find out more, we spoke to ICRC's spokesperson, Anna Nelson.
You know, when we look at modern-day armed conflicts, when we look at situations like Afghanistan, like Somalia, like Sudan, Colombia, the Philippines, maybe the ones that don't also necessarily always make the headlines, you see essentially a complex set of pressures and problems. I think what tends to make the headlines are the immediate needs, the acute needs, the food, the shelter, the water, the clothing. But what you also then will have, if a conflict lasts for years or even decades, as is the case in these different countries, and this kind of it's a particularly pernicious set of conflicts, I'd say, which are affecting now whole generations of people, and their chronic needs are very different to the acute needs, and you can wind up having both on top of each other. You can have a situation where you have some really drawn out situation with more of these chronic needs, so access to regular health care, access to schooling, access to work, and all of a sudden fighting can flare up, and you find yourself back in an acute situation where it really is the basics. And so that's where, as humanitarian organizations, we need to now be able to adapt more and more to this type of situation, because we're seeing that conflicts tend to be lasting longer but also lack a clear-cut ending or resolution.